And now it's time for the show you've waited for all week long. Get that second, third, fourth, fifth, or even sixth cup of coffee. It's time for Out and About with Elaine LaRoche. And without further ado, here's Elaine.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing? This is Elaine LaRoche. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our phone number today is 508-222-1320. There's a lot of things going on in the community this weekend and in the upcoming days ahead. We also at 735 have our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin, will be calling in, and hopefully he'll be giving us some really great news as far as what's going on in the weather. But this weekend is a solemn weekend, as we remember 15 years ago tomorrow. Can you believe it? 9/11 happened. So we were talking, Mike and I were talking before the show as to what you were doing on 9/11 that particular time 15 years ago. So, Mike, would you like to share it with us?
Yeah, I was working in for a company called Putnam Investments, and they had a call center out in Franklin, Mass. And the place was a very busy call center. It was always noisy. And they used to have big TV screens hanging on the ceiling every so many feet. And I remember going into work that morning, and the place was so quiet. And you couldn't hear the phones ringing. You couldn't hear the people on phones. All there was just the sound of maybe now and then people typing something on the computer. And everybody was looking up at those screens with their mouths open. And I thought we were watching a movie, you know, like one of them. It was Independence Day when the Martians were blowing up different landmarks.
Right.
And it was just such a strange day. Even at night, everybody was outside afterwards with candles. And, you know, and then every time I saw an airplane, I don't know why I was ducking but I was. It was like I was like, and I never saw so many Black Hawk helicopters and government airplanes flying in the skies.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very weird day, but I used to talk to brokers that used to work in that building, and we also had, I think it was our headquarters, Marsh McLellan, had a spot in that building, and we used to talk to these people on a daily basis. So chances are, more than likely, those people were, you know, gone. That we won't, you know, probably never hear from or talk to again,
right,
if they went to work that day. So it was a very strange day, and I hope that we never experienced that again.
Right.
That was horrible.
I know, certainly, 15 years ago tomorrow, I can't believe it. It's just been so hard. And I know that so much has happened since then. There's been so many memorials. I know the Sun Chronicle tomorrow is going to have a full pullout section of what's going to be going on and the remembrances over the weekend. I know that our lives have changed, our culture has changed, and you know, I'm asking our listeners, what precautions have you taken since 9/11, or have you just decided to just live life and just go move forward, which is the thing to do? Or what do you do when you go to the airport and you get on a plane and you're sitting there? What thoughts go through your mind? I know myself, for like those first 3 years, I didn't get on a plane. And when I did, the very first time after 9/11, like several years after that, there was a very unsettling feeling, you know, a very unsettling feeling. And but now, you know, things changed in our culture. You know, we have heightened security at every single airport now. We have to go through these security checks. You know, it's a part of our lives. And the next generation coming up, it's just going to be second nature.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, that's the thing, you know, taking off your shoes or belt and going through security. And even going through, I noticed, like music festivals and even at Gillette Stadium when they have major concerts, there's a screening process now. Security's tight. You can't bring in certain things. There's a lot of restrictions now because of the mass crowds and the mass, you know, in the stadiums and that. I know when I was over in France, there was a heightened security there. Military, dogs, you know, national police were everywhere, you know, and it was just unbelievable. Unfortunately, when we had, when I was in Nice 2 weeks later, when I returned home 2 weeks later, unfortunately, that promenade in Nice was over 100 people were killed during that terrorist attack there, and you just wonder why. I feel very blessed that I was out of harm's way when I was over there, and but also too, you know, being that having that spirit of adventure. If it would have happened to me, it would have happened to me then. I mean, you can't predict that, and I don't live my life like that. I am and always will be a lifelong learner, so everything is all set. But anyway, let's just turn our tables here for just a little bit, because today is going to be a fantastic day, because it is, I like to call it, Farmers Market Saturday, and we have Heather on the line, and she's going to tell us what's going on today. Hello, Heather.
Good morning, Elaine. How are you today?
I'm a little bit sleepy, but I'm okay.
Me too. I'm pooped today. I was at the farm harvesting for 3 hours in the heat yesterday, and then we had our first Blue Pride football game last night. Ooh, we won.
That's so right. I do have the scores in front of me. Adderall 28 against Cumberland, 14. Yay!
Yes, it was awesome. My son, he's a sophomore, and he actually got some playing time last night, so he was pretty psyched. And I was working in the new concession stand. I volunteer for the Attleboro Booster Club. That place was rocking and rolling last night like crazy. Whew, I need a nap this afternoon, I think.
So what vendors are you having today?
So today, today's a little, it's going to be a great day, as always. We have apples coming in, fast and furious. We have all sorts of different squashes. You know, acorn, spaghetti, everything you can think of. So that nice transition from summer veggies to fall veggies coming up. We actually have the Blue Pride crew coming in. They're selling their tickets for the Blue Pride of Palooza, and they have a big raffle basket. So if you can't go to the dance on October 29th, you can come and buy raffle tickets to win this $400 bag of Attleboro swag. Like, who doesn't want that?
Wow.
It's pretty impressive. We have La Cantina Winery. I came home and had a bottle of their Malbec. I'm sorry, did I just say a bottle? I meant a glass of their Malbec last night. We've done extensive research on every single one of their wines, and they're all delicious. So come and support Joe and his wife. They're from Franklin, and they do a beautiful job. excuse me. We have Shamrock Hive Farm. So if you're looking to do a pulled pork for the football game on Sunday, come on down. She has everything you need to have a great football Sunday. Obviously, there's a theme to my phone call this morning.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there
football.
Is. Yeah.
We have Nettie's Kettle Corn, of course. That stuff is like crack. We love it. It's so good. And Joe and Linda do a really good job. Oh, he is? Oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting input from Big Eddie Parika. He just came outside. Bobby Mack the Knife will be there. So if you have your kitchen knives, scissors, lawn tools, anything you need, he'll sharpen them up right there for you. He's wonderful. Him and his wife, they really just add something so nice to the market. They're just really super great people. we have Langwater Farm, of course, but they're certified organics. They have corn and melon, so they have honeydew and watermelon and all sorts of stuff coming in fast and furious, so those are good. They do have seeds. Watermelons have seeds.
Yes.
They actually make the watermelon taste a little bit better, and of course you can always have a seed spitting contest when you're eating that, so that's always fun. Again, making something about competition tonight. we have Jake from Alpine Farm. Jake is a 14-year-old boy over in Norton who wants to be a farmer, and him and his father turned over a couple acres of land, and he does a beautiful job. He has the best kale around. So if you're looking for kale, go and see Jake. He's mm-hmm. wonderful. My friend Lynn Porto, she owns Red Harvest, a bakery, and she also makes jams and jellies. We go through a jar of her very berry jelly every week in this house. And one of the things that she has special this week, which is awesome, she makes these zucchini fritters.
Oh.
And they have carrots and some corn and all sorts of stuff in it. So we've been experimenting, Lynn and I, with how we like to eat them best. And that's one of the benefits of being the market manager. She called me up and she's like, come over here and try something. So
wow.
She makes a hot pepper jam. And you spread a little of that on top of the fritter, and it's, like, sweet and spicy and crunchy and savory and wonderful. So stop by and see her. She also has the world's best macaroons.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, her macaroons are unbelievable.
Ooh,
so,
all right.
Yeah. So she also has, like, tea cakes and brownies. She has a new one She has an apple cinnamon cake, and she also has a zucchini pumpkin bread.
Wow.
So I was over at Manny Mello's farm yesterday over in Rehoboth. He's one of our, what I like to call, old dude farmers.
Mm-hmm.
He's been part of the farm, you know, he was one of the original people over 30 years ago that started the farmer's market in Attleboro. And I was harvesting up zucchini baseball bats out of it. So he actually has those for sale for $1. So if you want to make your own fritters or if you'd like to bake zucchini bread or anything like that, go see him. He has the best. Not a whole lot of seeds inside, and they do a really, you know, he sells those up real easy. He's such a sweetheart. He also has hot peppers, so if you know anyone who's looking to get some hot peppers to can or to add to, you know, their salsa for game day, go see him because he's terrific too. And of course, we have everything you could ever need for breakfast.
Yes.
We have smack doodles with the cinnamon rolls. We have Borealis coffee. We have Bowen's Brothers barbecue, of course, so who doesn't want to eat barbecue for breakfast? So he's winded down. We only have him for 2 weeks after this. So get your alligator sausage or your Lovin' a Cup from him. And we have Pickled Willie's. So if you want a breakfast sandwich, instead of going to Dunkin' Donuts, come see us. They make the best bacon, egg, and cheese you'll ever have.
Heather, I have a quick question. I know that we're like in September already, but when is the last day of the market?
October 29th is our final day.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we go late into the season. And the reason why we do that, not all markets, some markets close like mid-October.
Mm-hmm.
But we go to the end because we have residents in the city of Attleboro who get food assistance. Mm-hmm. And so they get farmers market coupons.
Oh.
Whether you're a recipient from WIC, they give you about $25 worth of coupons that you can use on fresh, non-product processed produce. And seniors at the local senior center, Marilyn, she gives out those kinds of coupons too. So seniors can come and pick up some veggies and some honey and things like that. So we go long into the season so that people can use those coupons. We do have a couple of events, if you don't mind me throwing that out there.
No, go right ahead,
please.
Okay? Yeah,
sure. So on October 24th, we're working in conjunction with the Attleboro Public Library for the Big Read.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be there giving out their books and giving out all sorts of information. They have a whole bunch of different events wrapped around the book that they selected, which the title of that escapes me at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll be there on the 24th. October 1st, we will have the Attleboro Boosters. So if you need some, if you're not going to get a raffle ticket to win the swag, you can buy it ahead of time. So they'll be with us on October 1st. Excuse me. And then October 8th is our pumpkin. We work in conjunction with the Hebron Food Pantry, and the Attleboro Farmers Market is a not-for-profit company. We grow and donate a couple bins of pumpkins,
mm-hmm.
and we donate them to the Hebron Food Pantry. So you can come down, you can pick up a pumpkin, and all those proceeds go to the Hebron Food Pantry. It's our effort to try and help load up those shelves before the holidays, and it actually helps them buy turkeys and things like that for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I did that last year. I think it was, what was it? Was it a $5 pumpkin or was
it?
It
was.
Yeah, that's what I remember. And mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely we'll have to talk that up because that is such a great idea too. I wonder, are you also collecting food for that on that day as well for the pantry?
Absolutely. We'll actually take non-perishable food items and toiletry items any mm-hmm. day. So we work with Michelle Birch over at the Hebron. So if you're coming to market and you want to drop off some stuff, the management tent will take it and I'll drop it off during the week. So
that's
never
a
problem.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, good.
And also with the pumpkin, we'll also have corn stalks. So it'll be a double deal.
Oh.
So you can get a pumpkin and some beautiful corn stalks grown right in Rehoboth for $10. And for every dollar that the Hebron Food Pantry raises, they can get $20 worth of food at the Greater Boston Food Bank. So $10. Multiply that out. It's too early for me to do math. It's a lot of money and a lot of food. So
right, and such a great cause as well.
Exactly. They actually are the ones who help supply. We have 7 local food pantries, and they actually help supply all of those 7 with their purchases at the Greater Boston Food Bank. So it's pretty cool.
Oh, my God, that's great.
October 14th, 15th? The following Saturday, mm-hmm. after October 8th, we have our apple pie contest. So if you know anyone who makes a beautiful apple pie, they can make one, bring it down. We have celebrity judges come in,
okay,
and we give away prizes for whoever, and more importantly is the bragging rights that you make the best apple pie in the city of Attleboro.
Well, you know what, girl? I'm kind of tempted to enter because I do have a good apple pie recipe.
What's holding you back?
All right.
That'd be so great.
So all right, I'm going to do it then. All right, count me in. Do I have to fill out a form or something? Or
no, just when you come with your pie, we'll get your information. There are some rules and regulations as it pertains to that. It has to be like a real apple pie. It can't be like the Ritz apple pie that your mom used to make, during the Depression. Like, it can't be that. It has to have a crust. It can't be a pan dowdy or anything like that.
Right.
So we have some rules. Those are posted on our Facebook page, as well as on our website at www.attleborofarmersmarket.com. But what's also nice about that is at the end of the contest, we raffle off the winning pie to the highest bidder,
mm-hmm.
and that money also goes to the Hebron Food Pantry.
I love that idea. Count me in. I promise. All right. I'm going to do it.
So it'll be a beautiful day. They said that it might rain a little bit, but my thing is that it never rains on goodness.
Right.
And in the 111 farmers markets that we've been in charge of, mm-hmm. It's only rained 3 times.
Wow. Well, we're hoping for a fantastic day today.
It'll be beautiful.
That's great. Unfortunately, I won't be able to come this week. I'm doing some house hunting again, so I've got to meet with a realtor. But if I get back in time, I'll sneak over there real quick, because I love the corn and the vegetables and the fresh beets. And oh my God, there's just so much to do over there too. And alpacas were there last week, weren't they? Was it alpacas were there last week, or was it the week before? Do you remember? Hello? Do we have a drop? Oh, hello? Heather? Oh, I guess we lost her. All right. Well, anyway, we are up against a break, and we went over a little bit, but I wanted to make sure that I got Heather in because she does such a great job at the Attleboro Farmers Market today from 9 to 1, O'Connell Field. Check it out. And this is Elaine LaRoche. You are listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore, so you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today, so it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
On September 27th from 6:30 to 8 p.m., the Mansfield Public Library will host a Social Security workshop presented by Bob Wolf, Executive Director and Financial Advisor of J.P. Morgan Securities in Boston. Bob will educate the group about retirement and Social Security with research backed by J.P. Morgan Chase. His presentations are created to assist attendees in making informed decisions for years to come. To register register for the program, contact Amy Rosa at 508-261-7380.
You're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Our phone number here is 508-222-1320. And I have some really good news because I am a positive person, and with so much going on and there's so much tragedy in the world, I want to let you know that the city firefighters in Attleboro are actually teaching Attleboro High School students CPR and how to use a defibrillator and the Heimlich maneuver, which I think is just really great. And they're advertising, they said, 6 classroom sessions. The courses only last 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And originally, and even though they are not certified, the students are going to learn these necessary lifelong skills. And I really think that it's a really great idea. They said that it initiated out of Seattle, Washington, and students are required to learn it, CPR, before they graduate high school. And I think that that is just a phenomenal idea, and so grateful that our city firefighters are actually doing this in Attleboro High School. I mean, that is just a really great idea, you know? And I think that if they make it mandatory to do that, that is just really a phenomenal thing, too, because going out into, I mean, everybody, I mean, the kids are eating. I mean, I don't really know the population of the Attleboro High School, but I mean, think about it. There's over 300 kids in a cafeteria at the same time eating food and stuff. I mean, somebody chokes, who knows CPR, you know? And, you know, you could save somebody's life by doing that. So kudos to our city firefighters and the superintendents of school and the principal of school to allowing that to happen. And I hope that they will continue that each and every year. I think that that's just really great. So listen, speaking of high school football, I have to say that it started up again, and as Heather said, Attleboro played Cumberland last night, and they won 28-14. King Philip played North Attleboro, but King Philip won 19. North Attleboro 7. Falmouth, wow, they really slammed Bishop Feehan. Sorry, Bishop Feehan. Falmouth won 42, Bishop Feehan 7. Foxborough won over Hingham, 27-16. Norton won over Medway, 47-7. Seekonk won over Greater New Bedford, 41-6. And Tri-County won over Marion, 18-6. Oof. Now, I'm kind of torn because I live in Attleboro, and I love Attleboro. I love my city of Attleboro, don't get me wrong, but we came up from Maryland in 1980, and we raised our family in North Attleboro, and so I'm split. I have a split household because my daughter went to Bishop Feehan, as you know, and graduated, and my boys went to North High and graduated. So every time, like, you know, we have that rivalry of North Attleboro and Attleboro, I just have to take a pause here. But there's a lot of things going on in the area. When I first read this, I thought this was about football teams, right? But it says there's a Rapture weekend, Eagles, Owls, Falcons, and Hawks. Okay, now I thought that that was actually a football team thing, but it isn't. It's a Rapture weekend where the Audubon Society is located on 1401 Hope Street. That's Route 114 in Bristol. And you can see they're going to have Eagle, Owl, Falcon, and Hawk demonstrations September today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 4. So I read this and I said, wait a minute, that sounds like a football team, but in reality, it is not. So tonight, if you have nothing or no plans, Passport to Mexico is happening finally, 7 to 10 p.m. It is a 21 and over event. It supports Capron Park Zoo, our beloved zoo here. And the theme is Mexico, with activities and games, live music, live performers, authentic Mexican catering food. There's going to be a silent auction and so much more. You're going to go out there. You're going to meet your family, friends. Everybody's going to be out into Passport to Mexico. So I think that it's a great fundraising event. Tickets are only $50, and you can buy them at the gate. So come on down. It starts at 7 to 10 p.m., and that's tonight. During the day today, we have St. Mark's Parish Fair. That's always a good one, and that starts at 9 a.m. to 4. They're going to have a raffle table. You can win $1,000, $500, or $250. They also have an iPad you can win. They have a PlayStation. They have, there's going to be a DJ there, games, Italian specialties, clam cakes and chowder, hot dogs and hamburgers, baked goods. Whatnot Shop is a flea market type of thing where they have many different things. They have a children's room, arts and crafts, stitch and knit, and they even have books. So you can go out there and discover some things, or like I like to call it, pre-Christmas buying sales. I find so many great handmade items at these wonderful country fairs as well as church fairs. And they're going to start coming up very, very soon. Hey, here's something else. If you want to learn about your roots, and I'm not talking about blonde being brown, the Attleboro Public Library is having a geology class, and it meets at 11 o'clock to noon today, and you can actually trace back your heritage. I don't know if you've ever done that or if you've seen ads and things on the newspapers and televisions about tracing back your genealogy. You can go to the Attleboro Public Library today and get some advice on how to do that sort of thing. We've had some fun with Bruce Springsteen's songs and everything this morning because he is coming into town. He's going to be performing at Gillette Stadium on September 14th. Steven Tyler actually is here. He's going to be at the Providence Performing Arts Center tonight, and you can actually check it out. Tickets are a little steep. They're $99 to $178, but actually, what it is, it's not a full-blown concert. What he's doing is he's actually going to be talking to you about his career, what he's been doing, you know, the hard knocks of rock and roll life. And here's some other things that are happening if you're into music, as well as not only Bruce Springsteen, but Adele is coming to TD Garden on September 14th. Alice in Chains, September 16th, is going to be at the House of Blues in Boston. Oh, my gosh. Tom Jones is still performing September 23rd at 7:30. He'll be at the Orpheum Theater in Boston. Meghan Trainor is going to be here two nights, 24th and 25th, at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion. And good old Willie Nelson is going to be here September 12th at 7:30 at the Blue Hills Bank Pavilion as well. So there's a lot of different things going on. Country, Western, pop, rock, jazz, you know, blues, rhythm and blues and country and a whole bunch of other good things, too. So check it out. You never know. And also, too, don't forget, Lee's Pond Festival is today, and it starts at 10:45 to 3 p.m. This is a really great family fun event. I went there a couple of years ago, and actually I did a live remote one year, and then the following year, Paul Healy and I were there, too, doing a live broadcast of it. And it really is a very family-friendly event. They have all kinds of different things from, they have the canine demonstration, there's patriotic songs and music, there's hot dogs and hamburgers, and all proceeds benefit the Lions Club. So check it out. It's Lee's Pond Festival is today, starting at 10:45 to 3 p.m. today. Check it out. It's going to be all right. We have to take a quick break. I can't believe it, but we're up against a break right now. And when we come back, Jim Corbin will be calling in for our weather forecast. So again, you're listening to Out and About with Elaine. Good morning, everyone. Have a cup of coffee on us, and I'll see you right back here after the break. And I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire.
At 6:30 p.m. at the Norton Public Library, Providence author Anne Hood will discuss her newest book, The Book That Matters Most. Hood is the best-selling, award-winning author of The Red Thread, The Obituary Writer, and An Italian Wife, and the editor of multiple anthologies. She shared her personal story of losing her 5-year-old daughter Grace in her memoir, Comfort, A Journey Through Grief, a New York Times Editor's Choice. The program and refreshments are sponsored by the Friends of the Norton Public Library.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, everyone, that was a very quick break, wasn't it now?
I think that was the quickest break in radio.
It was the quickest break, and it's seamless because Mike Catanzaro's on my board, and I can't do anything about this show without him here running my board, fielding calls, and keeping me on track, even though when I go off it a few times. Anyway, don't forget, Passport to Mexico is tonight at 7 o'clock at Capron Park Zoo, and also check out our farmer's market. Heather is awesome. Her and Ed, they do a fantastic job organizing it. All their volunteers. It takes a lot of folks out there to make this all come together for the great city of Attleboro. So check it out. It's today 9 to 1. And I'm glad that it's coming all the way to October 29th. I think that's really great. And check out Lee's Pond Festival, like I was saying. But it starts at 10:45 with a really great memorial ceremony. And you'll see what I'm saying when you go down there. It's really great. And 10:45 to 3 p.m. The best hot dogs and hamburgers are right there at Lee's Pond. So check it out. And the Lions Club, and they just do a phenomenal job. So listen, we didn't get to lotteries, so I'll just read those off before Jim Corbin calls in. So Mass Daily number is 2713. The Rhode Island Daily number is 1052. Mass Cash, 5, 10, 24, 29, 35. Mega Millions, good luck, 1, 34, 43, 44, 63. The Mega Ball is 11, and the Mega Plier is 4. Oh, I heard somebody. They must have won. In the movies, Ben-Hur, Suicide Squad, Sully, Secret Life of Pets, and I still want to see Ghostbusters. I think that that would be such a cool thing to do. So, anyway, those are some of the things that are happening in the area with the movies and everything. And remember, tomorrow is going to be a very special, solemn memorial of, as we... remember what happened on 9/11. So it's a very surreal time. I think that the way that we view going through an airport really has changed our lives forever. And as we were talking before, I think that, you know, everybody's aware now. And, like, who knew, like, what 9/11 meant? 9/11, before 9/11 happened, was just another day. And it just changed our whole culture. Just like, you know, if you see something, say something. You know, this is also has been a part of our culture. You know, I mean, I think that I look at our children and our grandchildren growing up at this time. You know, it just changes. You know, they've come across. Now, North Korea, I understand, is you know, launching missiles and things and trying to experiment to try to reach the United States. So who knows in 20 years what's going to happen. But I digress. I just want to stay in the moment and be positive and just say, you know, just be aware of your surroundings. You know, if you're putting yourself in harm's way, just, you know, say something if you feel that there is something happening. I know that security, military, police, everything, you know, at every single venue that we go to is just commonplace now, where before it never was. But, you know, you have to say, even though you're being inconvenienced at an airport by taking off your shoes and there's long lines and everything, you know, you just have to say, well, you know, thank God that I'm going to get on a plane and know that there's going to be safety measures taken so you can actually have a safe flight. You know, who would have thought? But anyway, but just remember those that have passed through 9/11 and maybe pause for memorial. And if you do go online tomorrow at the Sun Chronicle, there is a large pullout section as to what's happening in the area. I was really trying to get some for you today, but there was nothing really published. So anyway, we're going to take a step back and see what our weather forecast is going to be. And hopefully we'll have a good weekend. I'm not really sure. But we have our own meteorologist, Jim Corbin, on. And good morning, Jim. Whoops. We got him on.
Hello.
Hi there. There you are.
Hi. I thought the gremlins might be going into the phone system again. They usually do during the week, but not on Saturdays.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's just really amazing. But that's okay, because, you know, when it's live radio, I always say when it's live radio, anything can happen.
Anything can happen, that's right.
And it generally does to my show, too, so.
Well, you know, you were talking about, you know, tomorrow, the 15th anniversary of the 9/11, and I remember that beautiful day. It was, if you remember, it was a... I was at Channel 12 on. I had just done one of the cut-ins, and for many years, September 11th was known as the anniversary of Hurricane Edna.
Oh.
And I had just sent, because we had not had, if you remember, at that time, we had not had really much of any hurricane threats for over a decade. And so I had brought up just literally about 15 minutes before, about 8:30, 8:35 that morning. And I'll be very quick on this because we'll get to the forecast. But
oh no, that's okay, Jim. We got
it was
time.
A beautiful day, so you know it was just beautiful in the Northeast United States, New York, Boston, Washington, out near Pennsylvania. Beautiful sunshine that day, a typical early September day. And so you know I was trying to think of other things to talk about, and I mentioned that literally just minutes before that happened, this day is known as the anniversary of essentially the second or the third worst hurricane in New England history, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut, Hurricane Edna, and on September 11th, 1954. And so for years, it was always known in weather lore as a terrible day. The Cape was really destroyed almost. Not destroyed literally, but I mean, it was just a bad hurricane on September 11th, 1954. So at that time, it had been, over a quarter of a century, obviously. So, well, 50 years, really, almost. So so then minutes later, of course, everything happened, came back, and I looked up, and, something had smashed into one of the buildings. And initially, of course, you might remember they thought it was a small plane.
Right.
Or, some person flying a small plane, didn't know what they were doing, maybe lost control. And then, of course, a few minutes later, the other things started happening, and they knew it was worse than that. But I just remember that day being so beautiful weather-wise. Now, today is going to be not quite so bright as that day, which, again, not trying to compare anything, but we are still going to have some good weather, dry, essentially dry weather. Now, there have been a few showers along the south coast. We were talking about this yesterday, that there might be a shower late at night, early in the morning today. And there are a few showers. If you're going to be going down, say, to the Cape or Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard, over the next few hours, you may run into a few showers. But unless we talk about downpours and severe weather, any kind of rain in a forecast now is good because we're in this drought. I mean, this drought is now starting to get severe in parts of the area. Now, again, for those that don't really deal with a lot of water, you say, I don't care, it's a drought, so what? Eventually we're going to get some rain. But for farmers and apple orchards and things like that, the corn crop this year is not quite as good so far, not running as high. You might have driven by some cornfields lately, and they're not as high as they usually are. That's because of the dry weather. Now, if you have a lot of irrigation, that's fine, but you're using a lot of water, so that's going to drive up the price of some of these things. At any rate, we're going to have a mixture of clouds and sun today, just an isolated shower. Temperatures will get into the low 80s, so not as hot as yesterday. What did you think about, Elaine, yesterday's weather, those temperatures?
Wow, I tell you, I wanted to sleep in my car last night because the fans just weren't doing it, Jim.
Yeah. 90, most areas are right around 90, 91 for highs yesterday in the Attleboro, Providence area, Fall River. Even the coast was warm yesterday. It was actually a really good day to maybe jump in the pool or jump in the lake or go in the ocean, what have you, because it was so hot. Now, today, not quite as hot, but still warm, though, low 80s. Our average high now is 75. And again, most days are a few degrees above or below, and certainly today will be a few degrees above. Then tonight, falling to 70. Now, late tonight and tomorrow morning, you might wake up tomorrow morning and it could be very easily raining. Now, not expecting a ton of rain, but enough that might cause a few puddles. That would be a good thing. If it's going to have to rain, do it on a Sunday morning.
Mm.
Most people, it's almost like a snowstorm in the winter when a lot of people obviously are not going to work or school. Not everyone, obviously, but so because you can kind of hang out, read the paper, have two or three extra cups of coffee,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what might be the deal tomorrow morning. You just look out and say, oh, I don't want to go out in the rain. But the rain would be a good thing. But it's going to end, it looks like, wind down late in the morning. And so most of tomorrow afternoon looks really nice, I'll tell you. We're going to develop a west-northwest wind. Temperatures will be in the low 80s again, but the humidity will start to drop. And you'll really notice it. How about this tomorrow night, Lane? Leave those windows open. It's going to fall into the low 50s by Monday morning. Yeah,
love
it's going
it.
To root. Nice breeze. If you have windows that face like the west or the north in your house or apartment or condo, wherever you are, you want to leave those windows open. Maybe not completely wide open, but you open a crack if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Let that fresh air in. Monday or Tuesday, absolutely delightful. Monday highs in the low and mid 70s, low humidity. You'll start to be, Monday morning, it'll be almost hints that, you know what, fall is right around the corner. Then on Tuesday, after starting in the 50s again, so we have two great sleeping nights coming up, Sunday night, tomorrow night, and Monday night. Tuesday should reach the upper 70s. And then our next chance of a few showers, and again, let's look for these threats of showers because we need them, it would be Wednesday, probably Wednesday late morning and afternoon. So the two real chances of rain are late tonight, tomorrow morning, and Wednesday.
Wow. So we are starting. You don't think that, or I should say, do you think we'll get over the 90s again, or we broke that heat?
It's going to be a tough call. I think we're still going to see temperatures above average. I think we'll still see several days, even for the next few weeks, in maybe the low and mid-80s. Whether we see 90 again, yesterday might be the last time we see 90 for the rest of the year.
Good.
Into next year, which is, so you're happy about that.
Yes. Right? I'm like you. I'm a fall person. I really like the fall, the colors of the season. I love the coolness in the air at night and the colors, you know, the change of season and everything is just really awesome. Yeah.
Yeah, the fall that we're expecting with the dry weather, you might have noticed the other day when we had the remains of Hermine during the rain coming down, you might have noticed some small leaves coming off some of the trees falling off. Those were the ones that if you were to pick up one of those, you'd look at it, and most of those were shriveled leaves that were really having a tough time with the drought. And the expectation still is that, although we'll still have some nice color this fall season, the foliage season, which comes up obviously later this month in October, but they're going to be a somewhat duller color, I think, the way it looks right now. But again, there'll still be some color out there. By the way, next Friday, the full harvest moon.
Ooh.
On Friday, yep.
Okay.
So on nights when it's clear, may not be too clear this evening, although you might be able to see it a little bit. We've got the first quarter moon right now.
Right.
But Monday and Tuesday, boy, we're going to have that waxing moon, the gibbous moon, the moon that's like three quarters full each night, Monday and Tuesday. I'll tell you, Monday and Tuesday, some of the two nicest days we've had in a while in terms of comfort and good sleeping weather at night.
That sounds great. Listen, I have to ask you, too, tropical storms, any more coming out?
There are a couple of areas that are being monitored. Of course, Hermine now is gone. That Hermine, excuse me, the low-pressure area associated with Hermine was around for almost 3 weeks.
Wow.
It came off. It was actually tracked across Africa, believe it or not. That's where some of these Cape Verde storms come off, Africa. Then they travel all the way across the ocean, and, of course, Hermine hit Florida as a hurricane, parts of Georgia, Carolinas, and then it kind of... Rough seas to Delaware, and of course, it actually was close to New England 2 days ago, just off Nantucket, as a weak system. But I'm bringing that up because that is the type of storms that we'll be watching over the coming 2 weeks. There's one that might develop close in and maybe as a weaker system moving towards Florida, and another one that's going to be out in the Atlantic. But the bottom line is for New England, here in Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, at this point, I don't think we have anything to worry about in terms of storms. But again, as I've said, and I think I talked about this last week with you, any kind of rain we can get from these systems is really going to be a good thing. We don't want 90-mile-an-hour winds, but we want the rain from them. Right now, it does not appear as if anything is going to bring us some rain in that regard. Now, some fronts, like tonight and once again on Wednesday, will. But the next two names, of course, are... And you guessed it correctly last week, Elaine, the guy's name with an I with three letters.
Oh, Ian.
Ian, yes. Mm-hmm. And the next one, and I'll end on this, the J storm, a woman's name with five letters. Take a wild guess.
Jane.
What?
Jane?
Five letters.
Oh, five.
Wait. No, it's all right. It's
all right. I'm sorry.
All right, Mike, take a guess, too. You two guesses, you and Mike. A woman's name with
Julie.
J with five letters. What?
Julie.
Blue. No. You're close.
Oh.
Hmm.
Not Julie. Oh.
This is a hard
Julia?
One.
Julia, yes.
Ah.
All right, there you go. <That's
a bell. laughs> All right, my brain just kicked in. So.
There you go. Yeah, Julia would be the next J storm coming up. And most likely it's going to happen at some point because it's a fairly active season. But the good news is, we have great weather, not bright and sunny this morning for, say, the farmer's market, but it should stay essentially dry.
Good.
And not as hot as yesterday, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, that sounds great. Have a wonderful week yourself, and thanks for calling in, Jim.
All right, Elaine. See you later.
All right. Take care. All right. That was Jim Corbin with a mixed bag of tricks, which is awesome. We have to take a quick break. We're up against our last break. And then after that, I invite you to call back at 508-222-1320. You're listening to Out and About with Elaine, and we will be right back after these messages.
Friday, you wanted to be a teacher when you were little. But as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
What is that?
Oh, that? It's my time machine.
Does it work?
Sure. Just hit this button.
Whoa, dinosaurs. Cool.
Or we can go here.
Hey, that's Napoleon.
Oui.
Or we can go to the future.
Wow. Hey, you have this nice house. Do I have a nice house?
No, you didn't save any money. Always spent it on vacations and stuff.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and correct that bad habit.
Yep.
Okay, the time machine is not real, but the saving thing is. Get in the habit of putting some of your money in savings each week through a 401k, savings account, or financial investments. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy tips on saving, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org. What does this crazy little button do?
Wait, no!
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
A talented team of 8 artists working in diverse mediums will exhibit their art in 8 Visions, a much-anticipated annual show at the Attleboro Arts Museum. The exhibition will be on display from August 12th to September 10th. The opening reception and an artist's talk will take place on August 12th, starting at 6:30 p.m. Gallery hours for 8 Visions are Tuesday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The opening reception, artist's talk, and exhibition are free and open to the public. For more information, visit the museum's website, attleboroartsmuseum.org.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're wide awake. Our number here is 508-222-1320. Just rolling out of bed with your first cup of coffee. Give us a call. Say hello. There's a lot of things going on. Again, my good friend Heather and Ed, they're out there at the farmer's market setting up for you today. And that starts today from 9 to 1 at O'Connell Field. Make sure you go out and about and get that done. Also, don't forget, Lee's Pond Festival is today. It starts at 10:45. It goes till 3 o'clock. There's many different things out in the area today. I hope you get a chance to get out and do some really great fun things. That farmer's market is just really a phenomenal thing, and it happens right in our backyard. Passport to Mexico tonight, September 10th. It's today, 7 to 10 p.m., don't forget. And tickets are only $50, and you can still buy them at the zoo. Yes, Michael?
I must say, Elaine, I've been to other farmer's markets, and I have to say by far the Attleboro one is the best.
Why does that make it the best?
It's bigger.
It's bigger.
And a lot more things going on there.
There is. There always is something new. And I love the variety and everything. And even the Attleboro Historical Society is there, too. And I loved going up there and talking to the people there because they gave me a free booklet of the history of Attleboro, which was just really phenomenal. And we do have our caller. So good morning. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning. Who do we have on the phone?
This is Steve, Elaine. How are you?
Oh, we're doing well, thank you. Good morning.
Yeah, I told you I would call you, remember?
Yes, I'm glad that you did. Yes, are you going to have a chance to get out and about today and do some fun things?
Yeah, I'm going to try, yeah.
Good, good.
I'm try to get to the farmer's market. I haven't been there yet this year yet, so I want to try to get there today.
Oh, like, yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they have so many great things. I don't know if you've heard, Heather, about the new things that are happening. They have a new guy that does the barbecue and the homemade jams and jellies. There's a lady that has... She's a beekeeper, and she does this beautiful and the best-tasting honey you've ever tasted. And then you get a chance to meet so many people out there. And I've run into people from my work. I've run into my neighbors there. I mean, everybody is – it's just a really great community. I call it a community farmers market party. Everybody is just really great. And when Nettie starts firing up their kettle corn, it's like she said, it's like crack.
You know,
you can taste, and they have samples there that you can taste. And then we have the coffee roaster that, I mean, the guy is just really great. We have a vendor that has Dell's lemonade. And it's just a hodgepodge of wonderful, wonderful farmers and crafters. And you should try to check it out today. It's going to be a good day to do that, I think.
Yeah,
yes.
Heather does a great job with that.
Yes, her and her volunteers. It takes a lot. And when you go there, and I love the new location, too. It's closer to my house. I could walk it. And they have, like, the best of the freshest in season right now, everything from corn and beets and, like she said, kale is coming in. I grew up on kale, and I have to say it's not one of my favorite things, but it's I was eating it when it wasn't popular.
I'm gonna try to get up there too.
Well, good.
What time does that go to? 1 o'clock?
Yeah, from 9 to 1 today.
9 to 1.
Yep.
Okay.
And then you can head down to Lee's Pond, which is they have their little festival for lunch. They start at 10:45, and it goes till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's always good. It's a lot of good fun, and they have the best hamburgers and hot dogs I've ever had. Because Paul Healy and I did a live remote a few years back, and I did it the first time that they asked us to do it, and it's really great. And it supports the Lions Club and their activities in our community, South Attleboro Lions Club. It's just a really great community event, too. That's what I love Attleboro. I mean, there's so many things going on in the city of Attleboro during the summer, the fall. Now football is starting. I mean, it's just a really great time. Yeah. So I'm glad that you called as a new caller. I really welcome you to call us back anytime. We're on every Saturday from 9, from 7 to 8. So I appreciate you taking time to do that.
I will.
Great.
Well, you have a nice day now.
Well, thank you, Steve. You too. And maybe I'll see you someday at the farmer's market.
Maybe I'll run into you at Mackey's restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I know you go there.
Yes, I do. They have the best homemade baked breads, and they have everything that I have.
Oh, yeah.
My needs are simple. I just want some, you know, eggs and home fries, a toast, and great coffee, and there you go. Best.
That sounds good. I might just head up there.
All right, okay. My friend. Listen,
thanks
for calling in. Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Yeah, bye now.
Take care. Bye-bye now. Oh, my goodness. So I've got to ask you, what are you doing this weekend, my friend?
The usual. Tonight we're going to be at the. I'm going to be. Me and Sue are going to be at the Upper Room at 1221 Main Street in West Warwick. They got Purusha, which is a rhythm and blues band that's playing. And then tomorrow we're just going to relax. I don't know quite what's going to happen yet. We'll have to play it by ear. That's how Sundays usually go. Some Sundays can either end up being an errand day or just a day to veg and get prepared for the week a week ahead, because, you know, usually the week during the week it's really crazy and hustle and bustle, you know.
Oh, yes, I do know. Yeah, we've got soccer games tomorrow. My little granddaughter starting their soccer games in Attleboro. I think one game is at noontime and the other starts right after that. So I'll be at a soccer field tomorrow afternoon and watching them play. And it's so cute to see my five-year-old little granddaughter running around the field, because she doesn't know what she's doing. And last year it was like little kittens with aluminum foil, like batting the ball around and just looking up into space. It's the most adorable thing ever. But this year you know, I was with them last night. We took them out to dinner, and they are just so cute and so excited about going.
You're mm-hmm. funny the way you said that, little kittens.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's true. When you see a little kid running around, it's just adorable, and I love it. I just love it. So I'm heading out after here for breakfast, and then I'm going house hunting. So I've got a busy day myself. But we're going to wrap up the show, and we want to thank you all for listening to our show. I hope that you do get a chance to go out and about this weekend. There's a lot of different things going on, as well as the festivals and that. Stay tuned Monday. Dominic will be back from 6 a.m. to 9, followed by Paul Healy from 9 to noon. And our show, Out and About with Elaine, starts at 7 a.m. to 8 o'clock in the morning with a lot more activities and everything. So from all of us here at WARA 1320, thanks for listening to Out and About with Elaine and all our stations. We have 6 days now of programming, live programming. So stay tuned to us on WARA 1320. We are back in our community. Take care, everyone. Thanks for listening, and meet me back here next Saturday at 7 a.m.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.